Well, this is going to be a fantastic show.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. We're returning to 30 Rock and more from the musical side of Saturday Night Live, starting with the first show of Season 8, September 25th, 1982. Chevy Chase's third stint as host was also the last performance of Freddie Mercury as frontman of Queen in the States, performing twice, A Crazy Little Thing Called Love and Under Pressure. Here's the latter.
Give love, give love, give love, give love.
tying loosely into the previous is Season 5, Show 7's musical guest, David Bowie, hosted by Martin Sheen, who was fresh from that summer's film Apocalypse Now. Once here's again, TVC15.
I'm a man, yes I am, and I can't help but love some. Hey, yeah. to keep my image. I'm standing on the floor, and I drop upon my knees, keep from off my nose. Think that I'm a chiller, my heart is made of snow. My head no problem.
To do a song about an important social problem, disco. It deals with lonely people with no natural rhythm impinging on each other in the darkness. It's called Dancing Fool. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them, got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I hear that beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete because I'm a dancing fool. Disco folks all dressed up like they's fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. They has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The beat goes on and I am so low. The beat goes on and I am so low. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. 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 I may be totally wrong, but I'm dancing through. I may be totally wrong, but I'm dancing through. I got it all together now, with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoonful up my nose. I am really something, that's what you probably say. So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool, I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. He's a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but 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 I'm a fool, yeah. Say, darling, can I buy you a drink? I mean, are you looking for Mr. Goodbar? Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian. You're Jewish? Love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
The first new LP I ever bought was the Chicago Transit Authority. Releasing 24 LPs over the past 41 years, they slowly, almost imperceptibly, mutated from a rock and roll guitar band with horns into a soft rock, ballad-loving schlock fest of a lounge band. So imagine my delight when that Saturday night, November 3rd, 1979, they tore into a cut from the previously mentioned first LP, I'm a Man, a Spencer Davis Group cover. The show that night was hosted by former Boston Celtics center Bill Russell. Now, to be fair, the 7-inch was never the way to listen to Frank Zappa, so you'd probably not be surprised that of the 34 singles released in his lifetime and shortly thereafter, only 5 managed to chart, the highest at number 32. Frank chose another one of those 5, Dancin' Fool, to perform as host, Season 4, Show 3, October 21st, 1978. He was not the most popular host in show history, due mainly to his pompous, preachy, anti-drug attitude. The show's cast was not exactly the choir that wanted to hear the message. He would not return. Next, another performer that got banned, at least for 22 years, from SNL, Elvis Costello. When he stopped his band moments into Less Than Zero to begin playing Radio Radio, a song critical of mainstream broadcasting and one he was specifically told not to play. He would reprise the stunt again in 1999 when he interrupted that week's musical guest, the Beastie Boys, pushing their lead singer out of the way and starting into Radio Radio again. You gotta love live TV.
Once again, here's Elvis Costello.
Calling Mr. Oswald with the swastika tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason to do this song here.
Radio, radio. One, two,
three, four. I was tuning in the shine of the light, not dial doing. And my radio advised, when every one of those late night stations playing songs bringing tears to my eyes, I was seriously thinking about adding the receiver when the switch broke, cause it's old. They're saying things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. Say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. Say you had better do as you were told.
bad hands so bad. Why to make them wish they never sin? Some of my friends sit around every evening and they worry about the times ahead. And everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. Sony pictures are the real to real. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. It's a sad salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice because they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio.
'67 from Hicksville High, out on Long Island, is having their reunion tonight, and one alumnus will not be there because he's here. It's my special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Joel.
Much too late. Oh, sooner or later it comes down to fate. Might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. Things that you might have done. Only the good die young.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the J. Geils Band.
But she loves him, and he loves somebody else. You just can't win. And so it goes till the day you die. This thing they call love is gonna make you cry.
Saturday night's all right for great rock and roll. So Saturday morning, here in the Vinyl Garage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Raitt.
Still
Billy Joel's Only the Good Die Young from Season 3, Show 11, Chevy Chase hosting. Jay Giles' Love Stinks, Season 5, Show 13. No Respect, Rodney Dangerfield as host. And Runaway, a cut from Bonnie Raitt's Sweet Forgiveness LP. Robert Klein with hosted. SNL also embraced the oddball, and so do I. Here's the B-52s, Devo, Neil Innes, and Steve Martin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the B-52s.
We were at a party. To hear about fell in the day. Summer reached in and tried it. But the rock box died.
Devo.
Yeah. On behalf of the Save Great Britain Telethon, we are proud to present the Ruttle who lives in New York, Nasty.
I have always thought in the back of my mind, cheese and onions.
I'd like to talk seriously just for a moment. One of the great art exhibits ever to tour the United States is the Treasures of Tutankhamun, or King Tut. But I think it's a national disgrace the way we have commercialized it with trinkets and toys, t-shirts and posters. And about 3 months ago, I was up in the woods and I wrote a song. I tried to use the ancient modalities and melodies. I would like to do it for you right now. Maybe we can all learn something from this. Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king.
King Tut.
How'd you get so funky?
Funky Tut.
Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia, King Tut. King
Tut. Now if I'd known, they'd line up just to see him. I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum.
King Tut.
Buried with a donkey.
Funky Tut.
He's my favorite honky.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia. King Tut. Tut, Tut.
Dancing by the Nile.
Disco Tut.
He ate a crocodile. He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian.
won a Grammy. Buried in his jammies.
Born in Arizona.
Got a condo made of stoner.
The B-52's signature tune and first single with It's Not a Proper Party Without Rock Lobster. Devo's de-evolutionary tribute to the Rolling Stones, Satisfaction. When Neil Innes performed Cheese and Onions, the Ruttles were only a sketch on a BBC TV series, Rutland Weekend Television. The work of Neil Innes and Eric Idle, the host of the show when Neil performed Cheese and Onions, after a suggestion from SNL producer Lorne Michaels, became the rockumentary All You Need Is Cash in 1978. The rest is history. And you can't get small without dancing to King Tut, the classic Steve Martin routine originally released as a single. Martin was backed by the Toot Uncommons, which was actually the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on the record. The SNL sketch was one of the most expensive productions to date for the young TV show.
Here's a man with the number one record in the country, Randy Newman.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to meet Loaf. I beg your pardon? What? Oh. I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Loaf!
Something like a dream come true. I was a boss in tackle and a hell of a block. When I play my guitar,
And you were nothing but a lovely old American girl. But you were something like a dream come true. I was a Boston tackle and a hell of a block. With a flea my guitar and the canyon rock. But every Saturday night I felt the freedom roll. Up and up, no place to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Blondie.
Short People from Season 3, January 21st, 1977, Steve Martin hosting. The classic Christopher Lee Meatloaf intro, also from Season 3, March 25th, 1978. The Loaf this night actually managed, for the most part, to stay on key. And Debbie Harry and Blondie, Dreaming, on the initial show of Season 5. Another that called Steve Martin host. Now we're closing this week's festivities with a nod backwards to last week's reference to Sean Lennon regarding his collaboration with Miley Cyrus on his dad's Happy Christmas and their SNL performance of Such of December 15th, 2018. And forward to next week's Vinyl Garage Christmas show. So, killing two birds, here's the aforementioned holiday classic.
Once again, Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? another year over, and a new one just begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The new Christmas for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones. This world is so wrong, and so happy Christmas for black and
a perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm going to go to the next one.